CRI News, I'm Mun Jie. China's foreign ministry has released a new statement voicing firm opposition to some United States lawmakers' meeting with Dalai Lama. Foreign ministry spokesman Qin Gang says the U.S. Congress should honor its commitment that recognizes Tibet as part of China and does not support so-called Tibetan independence. He urges the U.S. Congress to stop interfering in China's internal affairs via the Tibet issue and to stop conniving with or even supporting the anti-China secessionist activities. Dalai met with U.S. President Barack Obama last month. He has returned to Washington to deliver the customary prayer that opens each Senate session on Thursday. He then met with some U.S. congressional leaders and top senators. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang says China is willing to work with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to formulate a code of conduct for the South China Sea. Qin Gang's comment came ahead of the 10th Joint Working Group meeting between China and ASEAN on the implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea. The meeting will be held later this month in Singapore and will touch upon political maritime cooperation. Qin Gang calls for favorable conditions for the implementation of DOC and formulation of COC to maintain peace and stability on the South China Sea. China and ASEAN officials met last September in Suzhou in East China's Jiangsu province on the implementation of DOC. The Russian government is accusing NATO of bias over the situation in Ukraine. A foreign ministry spokesman has commented on word that NATO is canceling meetings and cooperation with Russia because of what's happening in Ukraine. The official says that shows a biased approach to NATO's analysis of cause and consequences of events in Ukraine and the semi-autonomous Crimea region. Russia has repeatedly explained to NATO its actions in Crimea are aimed at providing security to Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Ukrainian Parliament Speaker Alexander Turchinov has signed a decree vetoing the Crimean Parliament's decision to hold a referendum on joining Russia. The decree says under the Constitution of Ukraine, as well as the Constitution of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, any regional referendum is illegal. It says the issue could be settled solely by the nationwide referendum approved by the country's parliament. On Thursday, the Parliament of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea voted to become part of Russia. The Parliament session has also set a referendum on March 16th, which would ask whether the Crimean people would like to remain part of Ukraine or join Russia. This is CRI News. China's Commerce Minister has expressed confidence of achieving the 7.5% growth target in foreign trade this year, citing an improving global economy and competitiveness among domestic enterprises. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the ongoing legislative session, Gao Hucheng said although the economy of emerging markets is slowing down, the fundamentals are sound enough to tackle the existing difficulties. China's foreign trade surpassed $4 trillion U.S. dollars for the first time in 2013, up 7.6% over 2012. Meanwhile, Gao Hucheng notes that Chinese authorities are studying the idea of relaxing bans on foreign capital in some 10 service and manufacturing industries, including finance, education, accounting, auditing, logistics, and electronic commerce. One more human case of H7N9 bird flu has been reported in East China's Fujian province. A 27-year-old man who lives in Fuzhou City was confirmed to have been infected with the virus. He's being treated in an isolation ward of the county hospital. The new case brought the number of infections in the province this year to 16, including 4 deaths and 8 who have recovered and been discharged from the hospital. 12 days after the closing of the Sochi Winter Olympics, the 11th Winter Paralympic Games opened in Sochi on Friday night with a thrilling and inspiring ceremony. China has a small delegation of 10 athletes who will participate in wheelchair curling and cross-country skiing during the Sochi Games. The Sochi Paralympic Games are slated for March 7th to 16th, with 72 medal events across 5 sports to be contested. For CRI, I'm Mun Jie.